Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Oisín Coyne is here now with the sport. Oisín, it was a big night for Irish clubs in Europe.
It was indeed, Aisling, and Shamrock Rovers are through to the UEFA Conference League playoffs. The Hoops were 4-0 winners over Kosovan side Balkany in Tallaght Stadium, going through 4-1 on aggregate. Josh Onan and Graham Burke found the net on the night, but the star of the show was Rory Gaffney, who scored the opening two goals. The 35-year-old wasn't involved in last year's European campaign, but was training with the club in pre-season whilst out of contract. He has scored 12 goals this season and has certainly rewarded his manager Stephen Bradley, who spoke to Tony O'Donoghue at full time.
Delighted. We knew we had to go and perform better than last week, and we did that. And they get the rewards. I thought they were outstanding tonight, the players.
Rory Gaffney steals the show in many ways. I mean, it's hard to believe that he was out of contract. He was proving his fitness to you, I guess, and he certainly responded tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been incredible all year, Rory. I said yesterday, Rory, Matt Healy, Graham Burke, Dawson Devoy, four best players in the country this year. And for him to say that about Rory, considering he missed all of last year and we didn't even know he'd play again this year, is incredible. Down to him, he had contract offers to go elsewhere and secure a bit of future for his family. He said, no, I want to come back here, I want to play, I want to show you. And that's Rory, he's been unplayable.
Stephen Bradley there and Shamrock Rovers will face Portuguese side Santa Clara in the playoff over two legs after they beat Laren 3-0 on aggregate. The Hoops will be away for the first leg next Thursday and the second leg in Tala is on August 28th. Meanwhile, St. Pat's hopes of producing one of the greatest comebacks in European football ended in vain as they were beaten 3-2 by Besiktas in the second leg of their Conference League third round tie. Stephen Kenny's side went to Turkey trailing 4-1 and they got within a goal of levelling things up after a converted penalty from Conor Carty, and then Ryan McLaughlin hit the back of the net early on. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had the final say, however, with goals from Tiknaz, Tammy Abraham and João Mário sealing a 7-3 victory on aggregate. Plenty of positives to take for the Saints against such a strong side, it has to be said. And a goal to match the occasion for Conor Carty, who praised the quality of their opponents and said he ran through all the emotions when taking his spot kick.
First half we went 2-0 up and it was a great experience. But at the end of the day, their quality showed at the end, and we didn't get the win, but we can all be proud of ourselves that we were 2-0 up, I guess. Like, I was grand until the ref blew the whistle, and then I could feel my heart beating, but now I just picked my spot and just put it there, so happy to see it go in. I've had to be patient all year to get my chance, and it was great to get the chance here and to end it with a goal. But yeah, everything turns to shells now on Sunday. The European games are over, so we're all looking forward to Sunday now.
It's Conor Carty there, and he touched on Shelburne, and they will meet Linfield once again in the Conference League playoff. The Northern Irish side beat Faroe outfit Vikingur 2-0 on the night at Windsor Park to win the tie 3-2. Shells came out on top when the two clubs met in the first round of the Champions League qualifiers last month. And Republic of Ireland international Troy Parrott scored a penalty to earn AZ Alkmaar a 1-0 win over Vaduz in Liechtenstein. The Dutch side go through 4-0. And there are two all Premier Division ties on offer as the FAI Cup takes centre stage this evening. Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount Park, while it's a Munster derby at Turner's Cross with Cork City hosting Waterford. There's also a local derby down west when non-league side Salthill Devon take on Galway United at Eamon Deasy Park, and another clash of Munster teams sees Cove Ramblers go to Kerry, while Finn Park is the venue as Finn Harps are at home to Bray Wanderers. Those third round games get underway from 7:45. At the same time, there's a quarter final down for decision in the Women's FAI Cup. Shelburne take on Shamrock Rovers at Talca Park. Now the big one this evening, the Premier League gets back underway. Liverpool begin their title defence at home to Bournemouth. There'll be a moment of silence in memory of former Liverpool striker Diogo Jota and his brother Andre ahead of this weekend's Premier League fixtures. Kick-off at Anfield is at 8. To Gaelic Games, and new Mayo football manager Andy Moran says the door is open for Killian O'Connor and Padraig O'Hara to return to the panel. Moran says his priority is to have the best players in Mayo available for 2026, which he says was not always the case in recent years. The former Footballer of the Year has been formally ratified as Kevin McStay's successor, with Paddy Talley and Colin Boyle both part of his management team. We'll hear from Andy Moran in the next hour. And Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy both carded an opening round of level par 70 at the BMW Championship in Maryland. Scotland's Robert McIntyre holds a 3-shot lead there on 8 under par. Conor Purcell is back out on course this morning from 1 under par at the Danish Championship. The Portmarnock golfer carded an opening round of 70, leaving him 6 shots off the lead. England's Mark Penge holds that 2-shot lead on 7 under, while Dermot McIlroy carded 74 to sit on 3 over par. He's back out at 20 to 12. Stephanie Meadow is 8 shots off the lead at the LPGA Tour's Portland Classic. She's level par after carding 72 in Oregon. To hockey, and after missing out on a semi-final spot on Wednesday, Ireland's attention turns to the qualification tournament at the Women's Euro Hockey Championship. Gareth Grundy's side are targeting a 5th place finish. Their first task is a meeting with Scotland this morning. Pushback in Mönchengladbach is at 11:30 Irish time. And finally, an 8 race card on the all-weather Dundalk gets underway from 2:45 this afternoon. And there's also a 7 race card at Tramore, with the first going to post at 5:00.
Oisín, thank you. We'll be talking Oasis next.